Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 13th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The White House is weighing its next move as unrest deepens in Iran. U.S. officials say President Donald Trump has been briefed on a range of military and covert options, including long-range missile strikes, cyber operations, and psychological campaigns. The discussions come amid weeks of anti-government protests in Iran, with human rights groups reporting more than 600 deaths. Trump has warned that the U.S. could act if the violence continues, while also claiming Iranian leaders have sought negotiations. Tehran's foreign minister says Iran is open to talks but remains prepared for war. Analysts say Washington faces a complex calculation as it balances pressure, diplomacy, and the risk of wider regional escalation. Another news. Minnesota has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration to block the deployment of thousands of federal immigration agents in the state. The legal action follows the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE officer in Minneapolis, which sparked large protests. State Attorney General Keith Ellison argues the surge violates Minnesota's constitutional authority and has caused fear and disruption in communities. Federal officials reject the claims, saying the agents are needed to target undocumented migrants and ensure officer safety. Homeland Security says more agents will still be sent as part of Operation Metro Surge. A federal judge could consider an emergency order as early as Tuesday around the world. Rescue teams in the Philippines are continuing operations after a rubbish landslide at a landfill in Cebu City killed at least 11 people. The collapse happened last week at the Benali landfill, while more than 100 workers were on site. Authorities say over 20 people are still missing. Though officials report detecting signs of life under the debris, the Environment Department has ordered the landfill operator to suspend operations and submit a compliance plan while an investigation is underway. Lawmakers are calling for a broader review of waste management and worker safety nationwide. Officials say recent heavy rainfall likely contributed to the deadly collapse. Another news. Britain's media regulator has opened an investigation into Elon Musk's platform X over concerns that its Grok AI chatbot has been used to create illegal deepfake images. Ofcom says reports of non-consensual intimate images and child sexual abuse material are deeply concerning and may breach the UK's online safety laws. Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the images disgusting and warned that platforms must protect users from harm. X says it removes illegal content and suspends accounts that violate its rules. The case is expected to be a major test of Britain's online safety law, which gives regulators powers to fine or even block platforms. Another news, Somalia has cancelled all agreements with the United Arab Emirates, citing concerns over national sovereignty and hostile actions. The Somali government said the decision includes ending security and defense cooperation with Abu Dhabi. Tensions have grown over Israel's recognition of Somaliland, a breakaway region where the UAE operates a port and military base. Friction also increased after allegations that the UAE helped a Yemeni separatist leader travel via Somali territory. Mogadishu says the move follows credible evidence undermining Somalia's territorial unity. The UAE has not yet responded publicly. Observers say the decision could reshape alliances in the Horn of Africa at a sensitive regional moment. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.